We had a story this morning about a man who had a particular job. Do you remember the reading that we had? He was a farmer. That's right. And what do farmers do? Who can tell me what farmers do? Yes? Look after animals. And what else do they do? That's right. Yes? Grow food. That's right. Now, what do farmers need to grow food? Yes? Seeds. Right? We'll scatter some seeds. Would you like to come and scatter some seeds? Come on. Just, it's a very symbolic act, this. Just toss them. Okay, just go. That's it. Lovely. Great. Great. Lovely. Thank you. Lovely. You'll be a great farmer when you grow up. What else do we need? We've got some ground, got some sky. We've done the seed bit. Yes? Water. Now, I bet you think you're going to throw some more. Well, it's... No, we won't do that. No, we won't throw any more. Right, but what else? You're absolutely right. He needs some rain. He needs some sea. He needs some sky, some grass. And what else? Some sun. What's your name?
Will.
Will. Okay, Will. I'm going to get you to do something in a second. Would you like to come and put the sun up for me? Come on then, pal. Here we go. Let's come over to here. Can you see a sun?
Yeah.
Where? There you go. You're going to hold it up so everybody can see? Okay.
A bit more?
Yep, a bit more. That's it. Okay. Whoa, you stick it up. Should we stick it right up?
Yeah.
Up there. Whoa, great. There we go.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks, Will. You go and sit down. Good boy. Okay? Now, what happens when you've got all those things? You've got a grass, you've got a seed, you've got water, sky, bit of sun. Yes? Everything grows. That's right. Now, if you just shut your eyes, okay, just for a second, we're going to make it all grow. Shut your eyes. And when I say so, you can open them. Okay. That's pretty good, isn't it? Now, should we make some more seed grow? Right, here we go. Okay, just pray, will you? Here we go. Oh, relax. Did it. Now, I know they look like tulips, but in fact, that's wheat. And he had lots and lots and lots of wheat. And you remember in the story what he did, because he had so much stuff growing. What did he do first of all? Do you remember?
How?
Yes. He took it all to himself. Yeah, I mean, he got a kind of... Should we harvest it? Who'd like to help me harvest? No, I spent ages doing this, but we're going to... Now, I've got a couple of 20th century combine harvesters here. Who's going to help me? Would you like to help me? Would you like a big, basic shearer? Okay? Would you like to start at that end? Not the whole... Can you reach? I'll tell you what. Should we just get it down here? There we go. Okay, you do some harvesting there. Somebody like to harvest the other end? Come on, Anna. Come all the way from North London, my little daughter Anna. Here you go. These are your scissors, babe, actually. There you go. You start the other end. There we go. And Robbie will help, okay? That's what he did, you see. Actually, he didn't use scissors. I don't know what he used. He probably used a sickle, didn't he? Not much difference. We're doing a great job here. And Richard Taylor, the caretaker, will be very pleased with us. That's it. How are we doing? He had loads and loads of wheat, didn't he?
Whoa.
So he was harvesting it all, that's right. And he had all his helpers out with the scissors, cutting it all up. That's it. That is 3 hours' work gone. Yeah. Turn around. Thank you. Thank you, girls. Thank you. There we go. All right. It's taking shape, isn't it? Great fan of the Impressionists, I am. There we go. Then, what did he do? He said to himself, got a lot of corn. What should we do now? Where's he going to put it all? What did he put it in? Does anybody remember what he put it in? What did he put it in?
Windmill.
In a windmill. Sort of like a windmill, that's right. It's a sort of a barn. That's right. Now, we need a barn, don't we? Can you see a barn around?
No.
Who's got a barn? Look! Lucy's got a barn. That's great. Would somebody like to go and get the barn? You're going to get the barn, okay? Come, Lucy. Bring the barn up. Great. Thank you very much, Lucy. That's great that you came this morning with that. There we go. There we go. And we'll put, shall we put all the stuff in? Who'd like just to help me? Here's some corn and stuff. Somebody who hasn't done anything yet. You haven't done anything. What's your name? Rasia. Can you put that on the, see if you can put it on the barn. That's it. Thanks very much indeed. Well done. There you go. Now, and he has some more corn. More corn. Hang on, we've got a problem here. He had a problem too. Because he put all his corn in the barn until his barn wasn't big enough. So what did he do? Huh? What? He did. What did he have to do before he built another one? He had to break it down. I bet you want to do that. Come on then. All right, just take the barn down. Just the barn, okay? Can you reach? There you go. Right, and we need a bigger barn. Have you got a bigger barn? Did you come with a bigger barn? Need a bigger barn. Who's got a bigger barn? Anybody? Look! Boy, the message went out. They've all come with barns. Great. Could you see those stairs over there? Go and get them from the guy up there. And come back again. That's what he did, didn't he? He pulled down his small barn and he built a bigger one. All his life is being spent building a barn big enough for all his corn. Have we got the bigger barn? Sublet it out to contractors and here it comes. Is it coming? Yep, here we go. Right, round of applause. Here comes the big barn. Okay, can you put that one on? It's a bit big, isn't it? Let's stick it up there. That is big, isn't it? Whoa. And we need to put some corn in here. Should we just put some corn in here? Who hasn't done anything? You haven't done anything yet. What's your name? Emily. Would you like to stick that one on the right-hand bit, this bit here? Okay? That's it. Great. And who else hasn't? Yes. What's your name? Jonathan. Come on then, Jonathan. Here we go. Would you like to stick that little one? I'll lift you up. You can stick it anywhere you want on one of those things. That's it. That's a great guy. Or is it just, hang on, that's it, well done. Yes, what's your name? Lindsay, come on Lindsay, there you go, whoop, careful, okay, whoop, that's it, great, and you, come on then, last one, just stick it in the middle there, okay, oh, all that effort, well done, golly. We've nearly finished. Then, do you remember in the story?
Yeah.
What did he do? He said something to himself, didn't he, at the end of all that effort. He put all his effort into building these big barns to store all his corn, and then he said something to himself. He said, yes? He did. He's going to keep it all to himself. What else did he say? He's going to sit back. Let's read it out, shall we? Take life easy, in eat, drink, and be merry. So I thought we'd conjure up a little night scene now, okay, because the sun is going down. So we'll just take the big barn off for a moment and make it into night time. This is extremely high tech, as you can see. Here we go. Just a lovely Mediterranean glow. Put the barn back up. Here we go. Up, back goes the barn. And we'll have a nice orange sun. Who'd like to come and put the orange sun up? Somebody who hasn't done anything yet. Yes, you come and put the orange thumb on, okay?
No.
There we go. Ooh. Other way around. That's it. Just stick it in there. That's it. And I haven't introduced you to the guy himself. Here he is. See? He's taking his shoes off. And he's got bare feet and he's just kind of twiddling his toes, getting the circulation going again. And he's having a little glass of something or other. Maybe Ovaltine. Come on in. There we go. Okay. Would you like to stick him on there? Oh, on those ones there. Okay. Right. Oops. Shall I give you a hand? That's it. Thank you. Shall we show everybody? There we go. As you can see, he's very up with the latest trends. Lovely dry nylon sweater. Thanks, Robbie. That's great. And there he is. Done everything. And is that the way the story ends? Because somebody else says something at the end of the story. Somebody we haven't mentioned so far. Who is that? Yes. God said. And what did he say to him? He said two words. You fool. You fool. You fool. See, he spent all this time getting his barns up and getting his corn in and then pulling the barn down and going up to the sound lab and getting a bigger barn and coming down and building that and then putting all his corn in and then sitting down at the end of the day and saying, right, I've got all my life left. I'm just going to sit back and take life easy and have a drink. And God said to him, you fool. Why do you think he said that? Why do you think God said to him he was a fool? Yes. He did all that work for nothing. Thank you, boys and girls. Would you like to go and sit back down where you were? Thank you for your help. Couldn't have done that without you. He did all that for himself. Now, boys and girls, this picture here, as you know, is really for the grown-ups, because we could have talked anyway. And grown-ups, I want to say just one thing to you this morning. You see, these stories Jesus told were fun stories. But also, this story has quite a point to it, doesn't it? He did it all for himself. Here was a man who thought that the whole of life revolved around himself. Here was a man who thought that what he owned was more important than his soul. And here was a man who thought that time was on his side. What a fool. What a fool. Now, I don't know who you are, but it may be that I'm speaking to somebody this morning who, as you sit here, as you look at that story, you say to yourself, well, that's basically me. That's the way I live my life. And let's face it, that's the way our society seeks to tell us we ought to live our lives. And wouldn't it be a tragedy for you on that day if God said to you, you're a fool? And as we've been singing this morning, boys and girls, grown-ups, about God being so great, and we want to give him thanks for all that he's done for us, you're sitting here saying, well, that's not actually true for me. Now, this week has been, it's been tremendous for me. I've got out my guitar for the first time in 15 years and got to play things that I haven't played for ages, and it's been great to be with you. But all of these little events, the different things we've been holding, have really been an invitation for everyone here, whoever you are, old and young, to explore what it might mean to begin to investigate this God business. To begin to ask questions about Jesus Christ and how it is possible that we can actually begin to live lives with him at the center of them. And I want to invite you this morning to act on that this morning. If you're somebody who's saying to me, well, yes, that's a bit like me. I wish I could make more corn. Wish I had a bigger barn. Wish I had some Ovaltine. But basically, yeah, that's the way I live. Well, maybe this morning, I want to challenge you to say, I'm going to ask about God. I'm going to begin to look into this God business for myself. You'll find in your Bible this morning just a little card that you may like to use to act on what we've said this morning. The little card, which is the sign-up card for a group here called Christianity Explained. Now, as I travel around, I've met more people who've discovered the truth of Christianity through little groups. where they can discuss and just drink coffee and ask questions. And there's a group which is specifically designed for someone like you. Maybe you're feeling a bit more sort of pugnacious than that, and you want to go for it. You're not even convinced that God exists. Well, at the same time, that is on Monday week, tomorrow week, here at All Souls, alongside Christianity Explained, which is also here, there's a group for someone like you called Open to Question. And I would love to think that maybe this morning, somebody here has taken a pen and said, I'm going to commit myself to finding out more about Christianity. For if Jesus Christ is who he said he was, the whole world actually revolves around him. And one day, we will know it. I'd love to think that somebody would sign up for one of these groups today. Maybe you're a visitor. Last time I was here, I met somebody who'd just flown in for the day from Thailand, I think it was. And it may be for you, you're saying, well, I'd love to do that, but I'm back off to wherever it is, Mars or wherever. And I can't stay around. And yet what you said this morning and what Jesus Christ says in that little story just got in behind the defenses. And there's a little crack appeared in my own life. And you're saying, well, I'm wanting to find out a little bit more about how I can put God back at the center. And if you're in that situation, I'd love to give you this little booklet, which will help you to find out how to start the Christian life. It's written by your rector here, Richard. And I'd be delighted to give you one of those if you'd come and see me. And it's not bugged. It won't follow you around for the rest of your life and transmit electronic signals. It's just a little gift. But if you take one from me, it's like you're saying, I need to act on what you said this morning, and I'd love to do it, but I need to know how. And so giving one of these to you is your way of saying, I'm going to act on it. Now, I'm going to loiter with intent after this service has ended. I'm going to sing a hymn, and then I will stay around here. How about that? And if you'd like to come up and say, look, I'd like one of those. I'd love to give one to you. And if you're staying around, I'd love to introduce you to somebody who's on the staff here so that we can welcome you and invite you to something else. But don't leave this morning. It'd be very easy to. Don't leave if God has been speaking to you this morning without doing something about it. Okay, boys and girls, let's pray, shall we? Just as we sit, let's pray. Let's be very quiet, and I'm going to pray a simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for the stories that you told. Thank you that we've had some fun just thinking about that story and recreating it for us all this morning. And yet thank you that you want to tell us something very important. Help us all, whether we're boys or girls or grown-ups, to live our lives with you rightfully at the center of them. Thank you that you long to be there. And we pray for any here this morning who just feel the need to respond in some way to what has been said this morning. Help them just to get in contact with somebody who can help them towards Christian faith. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.